from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
I just don't think it's possible.
Yeah, I don't think. I wonder if anybody looking at those teams, the Kings, Magic, Lakers, and Cavs. I don't know. The Magic, you're talking about like a Gary Harris. I don't even know if he's still under contract. I don't know what.
I don't think he is.
Yeah, I don't know what they'd have to give up. So I don't know. I don't know what they got. The Lakers really don't have anybody to give up. Like at that point, you're talking.
So the Lakers can just sit there.
They don't have anybody. I mean, I guess D'Angelo Russell possibly going back to, that's an expiring.
Mm-hmm. 17.
Yeah.
Ish.
Going back to Brooklyn. Maybe that's appealing.
Well, it's what he does, right? He plays for teams multiple times.
Yeah. Yeah. So maybe they have something there, but they don't have any draft picks to give away, I don't think. Cleveland could give you, talking about going back, maybe they give you Caris LeVert going back. Cleveland has, it's not Jared Allen because you just signed Nick Claxton, so you wouldn't want that.
Mm-hmm.
So it feels like the Kings would have a competitive offer if they really wanted it.
The Olympics are over. America got their ass kicked.
Yeah. What a way to kick.
Maybe they didn't know it started today.
Hey, man, they're doing it for a dramatic effect, as I like to say on pros.
This is terrible. Joel, I guess, I don't know if Joel went to the game or this is just in Paris. Fans were chanting, give back your passport. You should have played for France at him. They're obviously upset that he's playing for America. Mm. Joel been the subject of some really unnecessary dialogue recently.
Yeah. I hate that I might have to add to it just a little bit.
Well, add to it then.
So, Joel, there was a couple things.
We'll keep our eye on this Cam Johnson stuff, by the way.
There was a couple things going on with Joel. I think there was a interview that he did for like a magazine, an mm-hmm. article for a magazine,
mm-hmm.
and he said some stuff. And then he was on a podcast, and he just said some interesting things in there. In the article interview, he said something to the effect of, if it wasn't for my injuries, I probably would have been on track to being the greatest player of all time. And okay. I don't have a problem with him saying that. It does open up for discussion, though. And I don't think he'd be close. I mean, he's unbelievably skilled for a guy his size.
Mm-hmm.
But the only way we could do this thing is if you're healthy and you still have the resume that you had, where you have these playoff failures and, you weren't able to, you've never even been to a conference finals. So
I don't think it's always fair to blame one player for that stuff.
Is he the player you were
going to ask about?
Yeah.
If Joel Embiid is a championship player, is that what you were going to ask?
Yeah, and I don't think he is. I don't think if Joel Embiid is your best player, you can win a championship.
I don't think I agree.
There's something about Joel that I don't know. I don't feel comfortable with.
I don't have an issue with Joel saying I could have been the best player ever.
I don't have a problem with him saying that and believing that. But like I said, when you say that, then we have to let's open the box up and see what's going on here and what could have been and no.
I just don't think that's so. Okay. I hate this. Could Shaq have won without Kobe?
Yes, he did.
Really?
No, he had D Wade with him, but he did.
I mean, Joel's had good teams.
He basically had Kobe. It's not right. But he basically had Kobe.
Shaq also
Joe's never had any. He has never had that.
Not that, but the team's good enough to come out the East.
Number one seed at least two times in the East.
I think a couple times.
And you can't get to the conference. Fine, we ain't even talking about winning a championship. You can't get out the second round. Now, a lot of the times, as you go through the history and tell the whole story. He was hurt.
That was a sad effort right there. You did 4 hours of impressions. And just hit us with arguably the worst Doc Rivers.
Doesn't have it anymore.
Wow.
No, this is something that you really need to calm down on. Because you don't understand. I mean, I know we're having jokes talking about Linda Robinson. But look, I'm really talking about Joel Embiid right now. And Joel Embiid, he's a guy that I just don't know if you can win with. I don't know.
Watching that clip that Zay posted yesterday, I popped a second time when you said we got to stick together. I don't know why that was so funny, but hearing you in the Doc Rivers voice say we got to stick together was absolute comedy.
Doc Rivers throwing someone under the bus again. Wow.
CD,
wow,
yeah, you got
shocker.
You saw.
Yeah, shocker. That was good stuff right there.
Joel's been hurt a lot in the playoffs.
Yeah, he has.
You know, and like some serious, like, I think it tore meniscus twice or something like that. Facial fractures and stuff. So that plays a factor into
It's also like
the playoff success or lack thereof.
He's not trying to get hurt.
No.
He didn't fracture his own face.
He has some freak injuries. I don't blame him for the injuries. But nobody blames Bill Walton for the injuries either, but he got hurt. Like that's that's part of who he was.
Mm-hmm.
And Joel can't seem to stay healthy. There's some people who think, you know, he can maybe take a little bit better care of his body.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that might be a factor too. And that's when you talk about being the greatest ever. Like that's what the greatest ever do.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Shaq isn't probably looked at as the greatest ever, because there was times when
he didn't take care of himself.
He just didn't take care of it.
I think that's why Shaq is insecure. I think Shaq knows. And I think he's talked about it before. Like if Shaq took care of himself at the end, yeah, he might have been the conversation could very well be LeBron, Michael, and Shaq.
Mm-hmm.
And Kobe for some.
Yeah.
Like it absolutely could be. But he knows he let a few go, and that started in Los Angeles. That's not just Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just Cleveland. Like that started in L.A.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I
even with all this, like I like Joel Embiid. Like I think he's cool. I think he's a breath of fresh air as an athlete. You know, the way he speaks so candidly and jokes and have a good time and stuff like that. I really like the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like I really do. I don't say these things from like I'm not feeling him at all. I just don't. I don't know if he's a championship guy as your best player.
I think he. Here's the tough part. And I think we've kind of talked a little bit about this. I think he is, or maybe more accurately stated, I think he was.
Well, that's the other thing.
Like, and that's part of my problem with Philadelphia. Like, it's fun every day waking up and seeing Philadelphia signed. It's like, all right, they're literally marching out an entirely new roster. It's Joe and it's Tyrese. And you're just marching out an entirely different. All right, cool. Like, it's fun in the off season, great. Let's see what it looks like on the floor. I'm a little concerned that, you know, bigs don't age the way Steph does. Again, another reason that LeBron is a bit of a marvel at his size to age the way that he is. Mm-hmm. I expect Steph to play five more years, unless the Warriors stink, agree. And I guess we can get to that later.
So. Then you go back home.
But I think that dude ain't leaving.
I don't think so either.
I'm just not sure that Joel is it's crazy. He was the MVP, not last season, the season before.
Yeah.
And like he is, I hate the dialogue.
Season last year.
I hate the dialogue around from some of those voters. They acted like Joel was trash and won the MVP. It's like, oh, let's just give it to him. And I feel like they low key did that with James Harden. Let's give it to James Harden. Shut him the hell up and keep it moving.
One of the things that I think about with Joel and just the personal preference, like I said, it's actually one of the things I like about him, how candid he can be.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, this is unfair. It makes me look a little sideways sometimes. I could be wrong. It couldn't have been this. It could have been wrong, but it could have been when they got eliminated. And he was just like fixated on the MVP the year before when he didn't win it. He was just like, man, I just don't know what else I got to do. You know, I'm doing everything. You know, my numbers are there, successful team, whatever. I don't know what I got to do. You know, I don't understand what the problem is. And it's kind of like.
I don't remember that.
It's kind of like, why are we talking about this? Like, this doesn't really matter. It matters, legacy, and all. I get all that. Mm-hmm. But you can't get out the second round, and you worried about the MVP? I think it had to have been at the end of the regular season. I can't imagine he would have done that in the final press conference of losing in the playoffs. But I remember Shaq kind of lit him up for that too. That's how I remember it. Because Shaq was like, I don't want to hear that. And I know how you feel sometimes, but Shaq was right. He's like, bro, your team can't win right now. I don't want to hear about the MVP.
But if it's at the end of the regular season, I don't feel like that's out of bounds. If it's at the end of the postseason, then I got a lot of questions. And I don't remember this at
all. If it's at the end of the regular season, that's, I don't want to say that's more reason to, but like, man, why are you worried about that? You got a championship you're about to go try and win.
Well, if it was the day it was announced and someone was asked them about it, I don't have an issue with that.
And that, if it's the
if
day,
he just if brought it day, up out of nowhere, hey, what went wrong in the game tonight? Man, I don't know how I'm going to win this damn MVP. That's
if
different.
If it's the day it was announced, that means it was during the playoffs.
Oh, that's a shoot. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So,
you're right.
Like,
you're right.
Like, bro, worry about what we got to do here.
Which makes it even stranger if it was at the end of the regular season.
He's not wrong with what he's saying, but mind you, the context of what I'm saying.
Just answering a question.
Lie to me. In that setting, it was either going into the playoffs or in the middle of the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Lie to me. When you have that Esquire interview at the end of the season, mm-hmm. and it's July and they ask you about MVP, that's when you say all that. Mm-hmm. But at that point, nah, I don't want to hear that. Y'all fighting for our life. Mm-hmm. Right? And I'm not worried about you winning an MVP or not. So I say all that to say, mm-hmm. That is one of the things that makes me think, is he going to be the leader I need him to be to win a championship? I don't know.
You want Joel up there like this? Joel, tell us about the MVP. Yep. Yep. All right. Okay. All right.
We'll come. Philadelphia. The Flyers are here too.
Leezy, hang tight. We'll hit these phones when we get back. 916-909-1320. Stealing with KC on Sacramento Sports Leader.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them.
Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
What's that Twitter handle on the screen?
I don't know anything about that, sir.
I still, every time I go to town, I did this Friday night when I went to collaborate on that pictures. I am, nope, that ain't it.
No, sir. No, sir, those days are over. I can guarantee you, that's over.
You know what's great? I just love, the Chatty House is so therapeutic because I stepped out for what, 3 minutes? And in that 3 minutes, I became increasingly pissed off about something Kenny and I are dealing with here in the studio. Because I don't think it's one. I think it's two.
I think it is two.
And I'm now firing off an email in the middle of the show because I'm mad. So, Leezy, you get to host the show with Kenny for the next few minutes. What's up, Leezy?
Yo, D-Lo and KC, what's popping, guys?
What's up, H-A-L?
Was popping, not IMK redacted. I'm not going to say the other part.
There you go. Hey, there you go.
Yeah, that's what's up. Hey, guys, hey, I just want to call in and get on the Joel Embiid talk. You know, hey, I'm a big fan of Joel Embiid, but I agree with you guys. He's had some shortcomings, but I think it's kind of similar, if not more extreme, to what, like, Fox has faced here. You know, the Embiid, he's had to go through bad coaches like Doc Rivers, who doesn't tell the whole story. He's had James Harden, who always chokes in the playoffs. Colangelo, Sam Hinkie. So, like, yeah, he's been, like, an MVP caliber type player. He's had injuries, but I think, like, the bigger thing is all, like, his supporting cast, who's never really supported him, has been the problem. And Ben Simmons, too. Can't forget him.
Hey, could you do that Doc Rivers impersonation again?
Oh, I wish you really told the whole story.
Oh, my God.
That Lawrence Fishburne?
What poor guy. Did he have a stomach ulcer? What was going
on? Is he okay? That's good stuff, Leezy.
Shut up, Leezy, man.
It's not like Joel's been tearing it up in the playoffs year after year, too, though.
Thing. That's the sneaky thing about
him. He does not put up the greatest, like, numbers or whatever.
Yeah, that's the sneaky thing about it. I mean, he's also hurt a few sometimes as well, playing through injury. But I can't necessarily give him that pass. Like,
there's a bunch of factors, I think, that go into the 76ers just not being able to get it done, but Joel Embiid is one of them, too.
I would agree with that. I would agree. Joel's, and he's going to have opportunities to, like, quiet that noise and dead that narrative or whatever the case may be. But he's got to show up and improve just a little bit too and elevate his game in different ways than just scoring. in his individual play. You got to find a way to galvanize. You know what I mean? And we'll see. I mean, he's a great player. Obviously, MVP talent for the last 3-4 years. You know what I mean? Won it one of the times, but could have won two or three others. So,
yeah, for sure.
And like I said, I like him. I like him. We talking hoop or whatever, but it's not like I got an issue with Joel Embiid. I enjoy him in the league, on the court and off the court, like on the mic and everything else like that. I just don't know if he's – I don't know if he could be that guy to take you to the promised land. Like I said, he's that – no disrespect – he's that guy. He can't even take me to the conference finals.
At least
Paul George took me there one time. Two times, actually. Or was it three? Did they play the Heat twice or once?
Jokic ain't do it by himself either.
No, but Jokic, look, Jokic got it. He got there.
Yeah, but he didn't do it by himself.
No.
When Jamal Murray wasn't there when they get eliminated.
So they got eliminated in the first round or so.
So what I'm asking, or what I'm saying, or what point I'm trying to make is, like, are we holding everybody to the same standard? Because who, like, are we really, like, talking about James Harden being Joel's teammate and getting to a conference finals with him?
James Harden, playoff stuff aside, like, he's a better player than Jamal Murray.
No, not in the playoffs. Tonight. You can't say playoffs aside when it comes to James Harden. That's what you're talking about.
James Harden won you two games in that series where you lost in seven to Boston. That's two more games than you would ever think James Harden would win you. Yeah, in those two games,
that's true.
He had like 42 and 39 or something like that in those two games.
How many games that series go?
Seven.
Where was he game seven?
Where was Joel game seven? Game six was the one. Yeah, and they had the Celtics on the ropes, and Joel couldn't bring it home. They had him dead. Tatum couldn't throw it in the ocean. Which ocean? I don't know. But
well, that's been...
I was freaking out that game. I was like, this dude really is missing everything.
They had him.
All of that,
like I said, not to win you a championship, to get to the conference finals. Like, that's come on, man. That has to be done at some point. Trae Young got to the conference finals.
This is the Cowboys.
Oh, don't do that. All over
don't
again. Do that.
He did.
That day he fell into the conference finals. Well, he ain't even made the playoffs since then.
By beating Joel's ass. And then in that series.
Joel wasn't good that game.
In that series.
No, James Harden was 3 of 11 in that game.
Game 6.
No, this is.
Or game 7.
Seven.
No, look. No, game 7 is. Is James Harden was just falling to the ground.
Oh, no.
That was wild, yeah.
Oh,
that's
no.
What he was.
He was low-key Benson
where
that
he
game.
Just fell down. Oh, man.
And then he'd have an open layup a couple times. Like, no, let me kick it out to, like, Tobias Harris, whoever's in the corner.
Seven. He was awful. He was the James Harden we know and don't necessarily love.
Tobias led Philadelphia scorers in that game with 19.
It was bad, but I mean, even to that point, they lost the game. They lost the series in game six. That was it. Once they had to go to game seven, we all knew it was done. But
I think Joel believes all that stuff about him not having enough help and all that too. See, he was talking about Tatum.
I think he does that's, too.
So that's kind of the other problem.
Yeah.
Like he buys into that stuff as opposed to saying, like, now I'm gonna figure it out with who I have.
So he said Tatum. One, because like he's got a super team or whatever. But if Joel goes 5 of 20, then his team is just cash that day.
Game six, James Harden 4 of 16.
James Harden did his job. He showed up twice.
That's
all you could ask. What do you want him to do?
He
show up four times? Are you crazy?
Damn near got employee of the month showing up twice.
How crazy are you asking him to show up 4 or 5 times in a playoff series?
When you think of garbage, you think of James Harden.
What did Joel do in that game six? I really don't remember.
I think it was 26. I think him and Tyrese had 26 apiece. Let me double check. I just looked at it. Yeah.
And that Tyrese was balling like that in that game?
In game six? Wow. Yeah. 20. They each had 26. But I like Joel. And maybe I guess I am stalling him out. You had the 4 of 16 from Harden. Tobias was 1 of 7 in game 6.
This is awful.
P.J. Tucker took 8 shots for reasons known to no one other than P.J. Tucker. Who was this Doc?
That was Doc.
DeAnthony Melton played 23 minutes in that game. Daniel House played 7 minutes. I get your point.
The other damning one
is the 76ers have ever been good enough.
The other damning one is that Hawks series. And then remind
the Hawks one is
that
bad.
That was to get to the Hawks conference final. That's
the
what
Hawks
we're
one
asking.
Is bad.
Yeah, you
the
lost
Hawks
three
bad.
Home games.
Yeah, the Hawks one is bad. The Hawks are bad.
I think I believe we always talk about the Ben Simmons pass or whatever the case may be. I think Joel missed like 2 free throws after that too.
I can't remember that.
With like a 1-point game or something like that. Because I remember that was the talk.
I remember being upset with Joel after that game, though.
I remember that was the talk, you know, in the Philly streets, that Ben Simmons is letting
Joel
off
the hook. Yeah. Yeah, I remember that. And I thought Joel going at Ben Simmons like immediately after the game was kind of whack. Mm.
Once again, I like Joel Embiid.
No, you're Gilbert Arenas over here.
Oh no,
that's tough.
That is cold game.
I told y'all, like that dude is ass.
Yeah, he had some.
Stop paying attention to that dude.
He kind of got to get canceled for that.
I only saw what he said because Joel had to respond to it.
I didn't see Joel respond. I saw
Joel was like, yeah. Joel responded like, yo, man, that. They're making strides over there. Like, why would...
That's disrespectful.
Why would Arenas comes off as a bad dude, honestly?
He always has.
Yeah,
he's
a piece of garbage.
Yeah. He always has been a bad dude and not anybody that I rock with. He's just not
the great thing about podcasts is anyone can have a podcast. The horrible thing about podcasts is anyone can have a podcast.
Yeah. He's out of pocket. Joel, man, I got love for you, dog.
Just not a championship player.
No, I don't think you're number one. A championship guy.
I think that is wild. The dude won the MVP one effing season ago, and y'all are saying he's not a number one.
Harden won it one time. How can we say? That's a good point. How can we say?
What'd you say?
Harden won it one time.
How can we? And look.
Shut up, Jesse.
Hey, look. And even Harden got to the conference finals. That's what I can't get over. How can we say he's definitively a number one championship guy? He's never even made it past the second round. It feels like everybody we ever mentioned at least got past the second round once.
And that's the measurement for whether you're a number one. That's getting to the conference finals.
Not the measurement for it, but if you can't do it, if you haven't done it, we can't even have a discussion.
He's had 3 different teams, though, I think that matters, too. Like he's had 3 different, whatever you want to call them, iterations of the 76ers, where it was Ben Simmons, then it was Simmons and Butler, and then it was Maxey and Harden. It just hasn't worked.
And none of this is his fault. Like what? Like Ben Simmons not working out isn't Joel Embiid's fault. The 76ers dropping the ball on Jimmy Butler isn't Joel Embiid's fault.
I'm not saying it's necessarily his fault, but he's the common denominator. These different iterations, he's the one that's been there the whole time. And like I said, I just can't get past the fact that, like, you name any player you want to outside of De'Aaron Fox, I guess. They didn't all got to the conference finals. That's the bar we're setting. You know how people talk about championships and stuff? No, I've lowered the bar as far as we can go. Just get past the second round. And he can't even get over that bar.
I think both of you are full of crap.
Would you, if you were Philadelphia, we talked about this a couple months ago. Would you have your eyes on?
Absolutely not.
But you said it yourself.
Absolutely.
But you
not.
Said it yourself about like where he's at in his career and his age and all that other stuff.
Yeah, I'm not there though. I'm not there.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
They lose in the second round this year. That's what I'm talking about. Not
so,
today. But they lose in the second round this upcoming year. And Joel plays 58 games because he's hurt again.
So that more than the second round thing would bother me because I think what I'm like struggling with or maybe tap dancing around, I don't like this team. Mm. Like, I don't know. It's so the way you are with Joe right now is kind of the way I am with Paul George.
Mm.
Like, I think Joe is still the guy. Mm-hmm. Then it's Tyrese. Then it's Paul George. If everybody sees it that way, then maybe Philadelphia is in a better put. If Philly feels like are all of these guys on like 1 year deals? Like all of this just hodgepodge of players that they brought in, right. Like 1 year deals or maybe they're 2 year deals with like options and like are we doing this all again next year with Philadelphia where we're getting 3 weeks worth of Philadelphia 76ers push notifications? Mm. Like I don't know.
I
like,
know Caleb Martin signed like a 4 year deal.
But the 58 games would bother me. If you told me the 76ers lost in the second round and Joe played 72, I'd be like, yeah, I don't like this team. Mm-hmm. But if you give me the same scenario and say he played 58, yeah, I'd be a little nervous.
They're asking in the chat, maybe they weren't here yesterday. But it's all good in the Matthews Mattress Chatty House.
You should be here every day. Those are the rules.
And he said Fox isn't a number one. Luke Price says, do you think Fox could be a number one on a championship team? To be perfectly fair, we had the conversation yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And
Joel Embiid has averaged 30-plus points 3 years in a row. I'm all right. I'm
this
done.
MVP.
I'm done. Here, I'll hit the music on myself. Where's that stupid button? Here. There. The conversation's over.
He's
the
MVP.
I want to. We now refer to Joel Embiid as redacted, just because his name is going to get me agitated.
He's
with
great.
You.
He's great.
He's a great ball player.
He's great. The first 82 games.
Do you think you can win a championship with him as number one? You said yes.
I said yes.
That's fine. I said I'm not sure. I said I'm not. Sure.
I don't think that's what you said. I think you said no.
I'll say
lean
no.
Towards
I think.
No.
Yeah.
I definitely lean towards no.
No one asked you. Low key firing me up in there.
What did I do?
I'm sorry, De'Aaron Fox.
We had the discussion. We were like, and I said before I saw him in a playoff setting, I said I thought he had.
And
to
you
be
changed
the
my mind because I was like, maybe he's not. Mm-hmm. But at the way that you and Trista phrased it, I think Trista did. He is.
Yeah, I think he is. I may be wrong. There are people around the league who don't think that he can be
That's
the
right.
number one and do all yep. that other stuff. So, yep. And maybe I'm biased with it as well. I didn't for a long time. I didn't think he could be the one.
Mm-hmm.
Then I saw him in that setting. I said, "Oh yeah, I think he can get you there. I absolutely think he can get you there."
There's a handful of people in our ear, really close to basketball, that do not think he's the guy
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
for what we're talking
right,
about.
Right.
For what we're
number
talking
one
about.
Guy yeah. on a championship team.
Yeah.
And to be perfectly fair, like. As I thought about that, because there was another guy actually that I thought about as well. I'll mention it in a second. But to be perfectly fair, I don't think there's a lot of those guys running around the league.
Yeah, right.
That's what makes it so right. so special. That doesn't mean they can't win a championship. That doesn't mean that, you know, I just throw out a name. Luka Doncic. Like I'm questioning whether Luka could be a number one, and it's more than just
you question me.
That's got to be on the 1,000th episode.
No,
Luka has to make an appearance on the 1,000th episode. But you know I question, and it's not just talent, it's mindset, it's leadership. These are the things that I look at. But Luka, if the Mavericks would have won the NBA championship. Like Luka would have won a championship.
Mm-hmm.
I would have said, yo, Kyrie had a whole lot to do with it and all this other stuff, but Luka would have been looked at as the number one guy on a championship team, and that deads that narrative.
Mm-hmm.
Not anything I'm saying or Damian saying or anybody saying isn't set in stone. It's just how we evaluate the thing and what we personally think about the situation. But there's not a lot of guys running around that I believe in that could lead somebody to the promised land just because their presence is there.
Yeah.
So I guess it could be looked at as a knock, but I'm not meaning it as a knock. We're just having a conversation.
No, you're trashing Joel Embiid.
The other guy I was going to bring up, and this is an interesting one now too, and it's a little later in the game, so you could even talk about like in his prime,
mm-hmm.
is Dame Lillard. You think Dame Lillard is a guy?
I don't.
Did you think he ever was?
No. I also think that position is really hard to be the one.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's Kobe, Mike. I guess I get my James Harden in Houston was really freaking good.
Mm-hmm.
Except when it mattered most. Let's I want to get your thoughts on Dame, but there's people waiting to talk. So let's Let's go Big E first. 916-909-1320. What's up, Big E?
Hey, how you two doing today?
Good, Big E. How you doing, man?
Good. I'm scared. I wanted to stall out Joel Embiid a little bit here, but this
you're gonna get cussed out.
By all means, stall him out. Give him his case, man. Give him his flowers.
Well, let's go back here to 2019. It's Game 7. The Raptors are inbounding the ball to Kawhi. Mm-hmm. Ben Simmons picks him up, but then Joel comes to double, and you could say that Simmons kind of ran into him, but in my opinion, he kind of gave up on the play. Kawhi drains the shot, and that's history right there. And so Joel's never made it past the second round.
Mm. I mean, that's the eventual NBA champion, so, you know, maybe they just had the glow. But Philly was in control of that series, went up 2-1 at home with a chance to go up 3-1, and they couldn't get that. It got to 2-2, and then the series ended up the way they did.
Well, that's a series, though. Like you say about that's averages. That's what a series does. It's not like they were up 3-0.
No, I'm not saying it was a colossal failure.
Or 3-1. Imagine that. Shout out Uncle Loon and Drew Down who are in the chat.
I'm not saying it's a colossal failure, but those are the moments, right? Like,
I mean, to me, that's the greatest shot in the history of playoffs. Like, yeah, that's insane.
No, it is, but I'm looking before how we get there.
Mm-hmm.
And they beat the hell out of Toronto, I think, in game 3 to go up 2-1. You're at home, take a commanding 3-1 lead, and you weren't able to get that done. I don't remember how Joel might have went for 50 that game. I don't know. So I'm not blaming it on him. I'm just saying those opportunities are right there for you.
Well, King of Mactown, yeah, crying in the tunnels. That's tough. Like that's tough.
Well, right? That's what I don't know. I'm not upset. Boy, the man just lost the game on one of the, like you said, the greatest shots of all time. Yeah. That his heart ripped out. But, I don't get him.
No, I don't. But like those were like giant tears. Like that was full on like heaving tears. That's tough for my man. Let's get Manny in here. Manny, what's going on, bro?
KC. You will not slander my name, good sir.
The serial connection.
Not a number. I did not say Fox was not a number one.
No, you didn't. No, hold on. You didn't say that. You asked me the question in that way. So you're saying, right. Fox isn't a number. I knew what you were saying.
But the reason I asked that is because you made the statement, unless I heard wrong, that if you haven't taken your team into that conference finals, I can't even consider you a number one. But Fox hasn't done that. But to me, he's a bona fide number one. He's done the work. It's not all on him. They're just barely putting a team around him now.
Are you saying Fox or Joe?
Fox.
Okay.
No, Fox. Fox.
No, so what I'm saying, not a number one or whatever the case may be. I mean, I guess you can look at it a certain way, but I'm saying right now, a guy that you believe can be a number one guy on a championship team. I said I think Fox has that capability. I said at this point, I don't think Joel does.
Well, the tough thing with De'Aaron is De'Aaron's been in the league how long? 6-7 years?
Maybe going into 8.
Yeah, we got like 2.
Yeah.
We've got like 2 really years where we can determine like what is De'Aaron Fox right. in this type of moment.
And
like,
he's just entering his prime.
Right.
He's 25 now or 26?
26.
He's just entering his prime. But I also agree with your point. It's very hard to be that at that position.
Yeah.
Very, very difficult. That's like one or two guys,
right.
Steph Curry, and then I don't even know where like else he would go.
I want to get to his book one.
No, he's not.
I don't think so either. No. But there's no question how great Book is, though, right?
Phenomenal.
Yeah, I don't think he is either.
Yeah.
That's what Kevin Durant is there for.
That's exactly.
Yeah, wow. All right. No, it's good.
We got it.
It's fine.
Y'all recovered the fumble. Look, off the top, we know Fox is the number one. See, when you say on a championship team, you could just say, well, then putting him on Boston, he would have won the championship. See, so. Like, I didn't understand that part or whatever, but, like, if you had him, he could, if his team, he off the top can get it. You don't think that?
He's
talking about De'Aaron, yeah.
So
real quick, but I got a couple little things, but Fox.
No, I'm let him make sure he can finish this, but I'm going to answer that. If Fox went to Boston, I don't think he'd be number one. I think it'd be Tatum. And that's the discussion.
He'd be the number one in his position. He'd be started at his position.
Yeah, but that's not really the spirit of the conversation.
So was Kevin Herter, too.
Number one scoring option. I get it. But now with Embiid, he ain't had a team even good enough, though. Like, you know what I mean? It's just his attitude and stuff like that that everybody feel like he you know what I mean? He should get that far and carry a team and get through a second round or something, or get to another round, or, you know, do something, be threatening.
Yeah, but we can't give him that, though, Ty. I can't give him that pass because he had the number one seed in the conference like two or three times. So, like, they can't be.
Well, so did Atlanta.
When? Oh, the 1 year. Yeah, and does anybody look at them as, like, did anybody think they were going to go
anywhere? It's not fair to say, well, they've been the number one seed. It's like, well, Atlanta was the number one seed, too.
Yeah, but that and they weren't number one seed more than once.
No, that's true.
So that was, like, kind of a fluky situation. Philadelphia has been 1, 2, 3 for the better part of Joel's, you know, mm-hmm. when he entered his prime.
Mm-hmm.
And to never be able to get past the second round,
and that's the toughest part for me, is I think he's exiting it. Like, he's 30, like, and I hope I'm wrong, like, but he averaged, you know, 30 points per game last year. I'd be surprised if that number didn't come down a little. And I don't think he's going to average 20
right
this year, but he's averaged 30 points three straight years, 30 plus points three straight years.
I like I said, he's still an MVP candidate, but I don't know. And just like I said, his mindset. Like, I don't know if his mindset is that of what's needed to elevate others around you and elevate your team and be the driving force that gets you to a championship. Sometimes there's a little bit more to it than just talent. I don't know if he always has the intangibles.
In 2021, I'm sorry, let me do that again. I believe it's 2020.
You say now or you
2021.
Hold on. You want to say it now or hold on? Leave him in suspense.
No, I want to say it next on ESPN 1320. I haven't forgotten though. It happens, as everyone is well aware of. But the Hall of Famer's on the line. I don't want to keep Ramsey.
You want to take a guess at what Ramsey's got for us today?
Oh, yeah, you know.
Oh, I actually have no clue. I can't even venture.
I'm going to go with, oh, I know where he's going to go. I know exactly where he's going. Well, I'll guess it anyway. He's going to go with the flag bearer.
Coco?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ramsey?
I need some air horns today.
Okay. What? Air horns it is. There you go.
Happy 60th birthday, Mr. Barry Lamar Bonds.
A.K.A. the straw that stirs the drink. Happy birthday, Barry Bonds. Happy birthday.
Okay. I never thought we would get to this day of just seeing our legends that we love getting to this age. And Barry, for us, other than King Griffey Jr., was our dude in Major League Baseball, especially because he was here locally for a majority of his career in Northern California.
I understand the spirit of what you said. I just think you said it in a really funny way. Like, it's weird that Barry Bonds is 60 is what you mean, right?
Yes, exactly.
Not that I can't believe Barry made it to 60.
It's just odd that our legends are aging and that day that Barry Bonds is 60 years old.
Ramsey, yeah, I need you to pull up August 21st. Can you do that?
He said hell no.
Ramsey said, I'm going to hang up before Jesse hang up on me. Let's go, Ramsey. Never mind, man.
They asked him to pull up August 21st, and then he got the boom.
It's a cold game, man.
I thought Ramsey was treating Barry Bonds like he was a WWE wrestler for a second, though, with that 60 thing. Can't believe he made it to 60.
Yeah, like, I ain't even going to say no names because they ain't with us no more.
Yeah.
So I ain't going to say, but yeah.
In the 2021, God, I can't say that. The 2020-2021 season, the Philadelphia 76ers finished 49-23. Short season, COVID related.
72, huh?
They had the Odyssey bug that's going around. That is the only season the Philadelphia 76ers were the number one seed.
Mm.
So Kenny just out here saying stuff that's false.
What were the other seeds?
Well,
four, probably 4, 2, 3.
There were a lot of threes. Mm. There's a lot of threes in here. Of course, this year they were a play-in team. And now my computer doesn't work anymore. It's quit. It's treating me like Ramsey just treated me. treating me the exact same way. I think so. I got a fourth seed. I got a three seed. We'll go back to 2020. What's that? Oh, that I just said that. That's the one seed. We'll go back to 1920. God, they're a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They're a six seed that year.
Hmm.
Three seed. It doesn't look like they've ever been a two seed.
they could never get to the two. It was
and
one.
Then they're a 28 win team in 16-17.
The thing that I keep going back to is everybody else in his tier finds a way. Like
give me an example. And don't use
Giannis. Like Chris Middleton.
True Holiday and Chris Middleton.
Yeah. Those guys are cool.
All right.
Like Jokic doesn't play with like the greatest players of all time. Jamal Murray is really, really
Your
good.
Your boy's over there.
Who?
Michael Porter Jr. Don't do that. You did that short guy. Don't do that to me.
Michael Porter Jr.
That short guy.
He ain't moving no needles. He's a good ball player.
A good three?
He's a really good ball player.
A good three?
Player. Yeah.
Number three?
Yeah, he's a good ball player.
That's his role.
He's
that's your boy.
If I looked right now, and I'm just doing this off the top of my head, and yeah, I do like him. His numbers ain't that much different than Tobias Harris.
Maybe.
He's a good ball player. He's a really good ball player. But everybody around him, all his peers around him.
The Bucks were better.
The Bucks were
better. Chris Middleton, Drew Holiday, they're better.
Yeah, the Bucks were better. I mean, when they got there with Drew wasn't always there, though. He got to the conference finals.
No, they got there with Drew. Oh, the conference finals.
Yeah, they got,
oh,
to, the,
I
they
don't
got
know.
To the conference finals the year Toronto beat them. I don't think Drew was there. I think Drew was still in New Orleans.
I don't think Drew was either.
I don't know who the point guard was.
I don't think I realized. They
it
beat
might
the
have
Bucks
been George
that year.
Hill. Yeah. Bucks went up 2-0 salute. And lost 4 straight.
Salute George Hill. Kings legend, George Hill? No?
Kings legend, George Hill. Kings George Hill stopped the bubble, and rightfully so.
He did what?
Stopped the bubble. He was the one that led the protest.
Oh, he stopped the game.
Yeah. It was a whole damn bubble for
Yeah. You stopped the bubble. It's like, what, they go home?
There
needs to be a 30 for 30 on the bubble. There were enough people
it. I'm ready to.
Sam Amick was there the whole time. Like there's enough. There's enough.
Joel, this is not normally said. Joel can stop all this by just making the conference finals.
Zay found the clips of us airing James Harden falling down.
Oh,
in the Celtics series.
Man.
I don't know.
Can we play this? Can we play James Harden again? Because this was ridiculous.
Okay, stand
come
by.
On, man.
Okay.
This was crazy, man.
Hang on.
Well, come on, man. What's this guy doing, man?
No, let's just take one final look at Deshaun Foster.
I run it back one more time.
Go ahead. Run it back. Before James gets here, let's
check in with Deshaun Foster. And here
Deshaun
we go.
Deshaun Foster, this is my speech on the Big Ten.
Finally putting two great emblems together, UCLA mm-hmm. and the Big Ten.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We're a school that's won, 123 championships, so this fits us being right
that
in this conference.
Bar. That was it right there.
That was it. He's out.
Football
he's
wise,
done. No, football.
Which is excited. You know, I'm sure you guys don't know too much about UCLA, but our football program, but we're in L.A.
Who's that? That's it.
It's us and USC.
Yeah, that's a good call right there, Deshaun. It's good. What else? All right.
I'm just basically excited.
No, that's good. That's basically it. Excited. Not really excited, but basically excited.
After he said any question, I would have, yeah, tell me more about USC.
No, no, tell me more. Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Poor Deshaun, man. I like Deshaun. Hey, where's John Poles, man? You got to get in here, John Poles. You got to get in here. You got to talk about your football coach.
Oh, that's tough. That's tough. All right, so let's. All right, we.
What's
so
going this, on?
This is weird,
man.
I'm gonna hit mute. But this is gonna be weird. It's we're pulling up a clip of us.
It's bizarre.
And here's there's James
Look
Harden.
At this one. Look at this one. Come on.
Just for no reason, James Harden just drops the ball. How can you watch this? How can you watch James Harden? How can you watch him against the Celtics and not think that he's throwing the game?
This second one is crazy.
Like, it looks like he's shaving points or something. This is absolutely incredible to go back and watch.
What is he doing? Oh, man. Then this is a bad – but this next one is real bad, too. This one's crazy.
Yeah, that there had to have been an investigation after that.
Look,
someone said we got to look into this.
You have to, because part of the reason why it's so perplexing is because he's so good.
Yeah.
How are you that good? And then in those moments,
that
doesn't add up.
Was that game 7 or 6?
That was game 7. It doesn't add up. That makes no sense. How I just out of nowhere, you can't even stand on your 2 feet.
The moment got too big.
That's honestly probably what it was.
I don't even look. Usually when the moment gets too big, like people just like miss shots. This guy just can't even walk.
He's got the yips.
He can't even walk.
Brutal. Absolutely insane.
Barry Bonds will be the only person I say happy birthday to today, by the way.
Whose birthday is it?
I can't believe they have this graphic on the screen. It is Karl Malone's birthday.
Mm. Oh, does ESPN got that on the screen or something?
They do. Happy 61st birthday, Karl Malone. And Mike is just smiling ear to ear.
So them in the NBA is just like, that's
I guess
guy,
no
huh?
one cares.
Yeah, like that's out there and stuff. Like that's all common knowledge.
Porter
certified lover boy, certified.
Oh man!
Wop 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 wop. I didn't know they were neighbors.
Who?
Karl Malone and Drake. They were neighbors at one point.
Where?
I have no idea. I guess there was a picture of them on social media together.
I do remember seeing that picture during everything that was going on. Yeah, I don't know where Carl would be living that they live in the same spot.
Yeah, I don't either. But yeah, who knows?
I would have moved with a quickness if I lived next to that guy.
Well, no. If I'm Drake, I make him move. I'm Drake. You're Carl Malone. Get out of my neighborhood.
I'm just going to get away from the guy. No. I'm not even going to wait the 60 days for him to put his house up.
Wop, 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 wop.
I'm gone. Hey, we don't know. We ain't putting this on the screen or talking about this at all. But I did just tag you guys in a wild, wild baseball clip that I just saw. Wild baseball.
Well, I guess we can't let anyone in on the.
Nah.
I saw this one earlier. That's a crazy disc.
What?
Yes. Yeah, I know.
What?
Oh, wait. Okay, I read that wrong. It's not a disc. He's telling a story.
You.
What the hell?
What?
Get
in the locker room, fellas.
Oh my God, I have so many questions. Did you see the Tampa Bay guy who did the fight? The Donald Trump thing?
No, I didn't see it specifically, but there's.
Here's the thing. I'm gonna say this.
It's been a couple of teams.
So I'm gonna say this before James gets here because it's gonna make James uncomfortable. Yo, stand on business. Like stop being a little hoe about it. Mm. Like you didn't do that He's like, oh
he tried to apologize
what,
for it?
He didn't apologize for it. He said, I wasn't doing it to endorse Trump. I just think it's amazing. Like, in that moment, he stood up and fight. Like, man, stop being a little bitch about it.
Hey, man,
if you back Trump and you felt the need to go out there and go fight like he did, yo, say it with your chest. And the reason they don't, you know why? Because they know it's foul. And they know he's foul. So they hide. They're scared to say, yeah, I support him. And dude got shot. He nearly got his head blown off and said, fight. He won't tell this. I think it's so heroic. It's blah, 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 blah. Bro, stop being a little bitch and say what
fam,
you mean.
Fam.
You're so whack.
These dudes are so whack. For me to believe that story that he gave, it's only one of two things. You're either very stupid or you think we're stupid.
Or
it's
that.
Only one of two things.
Yeah.
Like, stop. Just like you said, just stand on it if that's what you want to do.
That's where I'll
don't,
give you,
don't give us that stupid.
That's where I'll give your boy credit. Your boy doesn't hide from it, Dana.
Once again, just for those first time listeners, that ain't my boy. He's being facetious.
KC's pal, Dana White.
He's being facetious.
KC's neighbor,
Dana White. That's right, yeah.
For you first time listeners.
I always wonder, do we actually have first time listeners?
Sometimes.
Did somebody just stumble across D'Lo and KC?
There was I guess she's not a first time listener, but that lady Vanessa's in the chat every now and then. She's relatively new.
Okay.
She responds every now and then in the chat. And then that one, remember the one guy who he was new because he was like, does this guy always wear glasses on the show? It was like a month ago. Welcome, sir. Welcome. Yeah. So it happens.
All right.
Shout out to the ones that used to come in. Casey, you know your hat's upside down. Gee, thanks.
This guy claims he's a Giants fan. He's wearing a White Sox hat. How?
Oh, God. That went on for months.
Really, Casey? You're wearing an Angels hat? They're playing the Giants tonight.
Well, that's funny. That's actually kind of funny.
Yeah, because I don't even know the schedule when that happens.
Because that happened like four times.
It happens with like almost every hat that I have. At one point, I've worn it when they're playing the Giants. And I didn't even know they were playing the Giants.
Tremendous. And Ramsey will call you out for it.
He will. He ain't going to let me miss it.
Nope. We'll all sit here and wait quietly till James joins us.
Before.
He might be resetting his internet connection.
Before James comes through, did you see the WNBA setting them records for the All-Star game?
I didn't see the number. I heard that it happened. I didn't see the number.
I think I got it right here. I think they did a rating of 3.4. For the previous, 3.4, a record with 3.4 million viewers on ABC. The previous record was 1.44.
Oh my God.
Back in 2003.
2003? What the hell was in 2003?
Last year's All Star game averaged 850,000 viewers.
Wow. What a moment the WNBA is having right now.
And then another one, TMZ reports Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese lead WNBA player merchandise sales.
I saw that.
1,000% increase.
Well, I always get a little iffy about those because 1,000% increase over what? Mm. Like month over month, 1,000
sounds good.
Well, it works. It does sound good. And James Hamm is here with us. I'd get an Angel Reese jersey.
I'm going to get an Angel Reese.
Because I think the Chicago jerseys are nice.
I'm going to get one, but it has to be after my Asia Wilson jersey.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.